Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Amy and Colin with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Labour MP Don Brown paid $50,000 for settling a defamation action by agreeing to a court order for in damages to a former LNP candidate, Beth Water, in September 2020. A consent order was agreed on Thursday morning. Mr. Brown accepted the orders by paying Ms. Water $50,000 in damage for defamation, paying her legal fees and publishing an apology to his Facebook within 28 days. Ms. Water said, quoted, "They constitute a deliberate assassination of my character in advance of the 2020 state election."
Eustie King, a cancer patient, calls for the installation of a Central Queensland positron emission tomography, or PET, scanner to reduce long-distance travel. There are 105 locations with PET scans in Australia, but Central and Western Queensland are among many regional areas without one. Justine Christensen, a health advocate who runs a free service supported by charity, said, quoted, "It's a long day for someone who is unwell or has been told that they possibly may have cancer and then having to navigate their way around a city that they may not be familiar with." Queensland Health Minister Sharon Fentiman said in a statement, "PET scanners will be considered in future upgrades at the Rockhampton Hospital."
In national news, a parliamentary inquiry has found Royal Hobart Hospital staff quit their job due to safety concerns. Emergency department nurse David Peterway told the inquiry on Thursday that safety was a common concern among those who had left the department. Mr. Peterway attributed these issues to broader problems in Tasmania's congested health system. Surgeon Stuart Walker told the inquiry solution already existed for wait times, such as expanding acute care programs for adult patients and aged care patients to regional areas.
The federal government has confirmed it will immediately start releasing people in indefinite detention following the recent High Court decision. On Wednesday, the High Court case of NZYQ confirmed indefinite detention was unconstitutional, and subsequently the government has released the person concerned in the case. The government will begin releasing some of the 92 current detainees who are clearly covered by the decision, but some detainees may still be held until their eligibility is determined once the court's full decision is released.
In international news, toxic grey smog has made 10,000 people across Pakistan and India sick, forcing authorities to shut down all schools and outdoor activities. According to a monitoring firm IQ Air, the level of concentration of dangerous PM2.5 particles in Delhi is almost 35 times the daily maximum recommended by the World Health Organization. Indian Federal Air Quality Monitoring Agency, SAFMA, said residents are advised to wear face masks outside all time since the situation will become more serious from October to February when colder air traps pollution, leading to diseases like eye stinging and lung burning smog.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.